This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lawrence. I'm with Local 6393, British Columbia Healthcare Sector, Hospital Employees Union. And I've been with CUPE/HEU. I've been with HEU since 1978.
So, how come it took you so long to get to a CUPE National Convention?
Well, I've just become really active in the union within the last 2 or 3 years. So this is where all paths have led to this moment.
So tell me why you got active or reactive in the union.
Actually, I came in through the equity door. It was an equity conference that I saw that there was an opportunity to get out and speak for people that I feel are marginalized within our communities and society. And so once I walked through that door into the equity conference, I realized that, you know, it's all about the same. It's fundamental respect, honor, and dignity for working people, regardless of diversity or equity issues. And so those paths led from the equity issue right up through all kinds of other levels and brought me to actually where I sit on the provincial executive now with the Hospital Employees Union as the regional vice president for Vancouver Coastal.
Give me some of your impressions of your very first CUPE National Convention, 2,600 people from across the country.
First impressions are it's absolutely awesome. It's amazing. It is so well organized. But what I find that for me, what's at the core of this and the foundation of the success of this convention is Paul Moist. I honestly believe that he has an immense, fundamental, heartfelt, sincere respect for working people. And he is so humble and so modest that his style permeates throughout that convention floor of 2,500 plus people. And so consequently, we're doing the work, we're getting the issues, the resolutions are on the floor, but people are feeling heard, their voices are feeling heard, and we're doing the work, but it's done in such a harmonious, if you will, not exactly labor, you know, terms, but in a, such a harmonious and respectful way that it just makes for a good feeling, and the end result is we're doing the work.
Now, tell me what's going on in BC these days with the HEU, because I know that you're in Gordon Campbell country and things can't be good. What are the burning issues out in BC right now, especially for healthcare workers?
Well, talk about repression and oppression and ignoring people's fundamental working rights and rights of human rights for that matter. I mean, in terms of politics, we are absolutely going to be up against a huge battle in our next negotiation period. We have been forewarned that it's, you know, pretty well zeros across the board with, you know, all of those things. And it's a very, very, very challenging times. So, and also, I don't know if most people are aware that in addition to this, we have the BC Nurses Union that are currently rating our licensed practical nurses within HEU, which are 5,000 plus members. And so that is going on. And those present very challenging, very, very costly things that just really shouldn't be happening. I mean, those are huge issues, and I believe that we as members have our right to have our money spent on other things other than millions of dollars and just defending our membership. There are tons of other LPNs out there within the province that are unorganized, that I believe that that's where we or any union for that matter should be focusing on organizing the unorganized, not bringing in LPNs that are already organized. So this is the issue. It's not what the history is or what the future is or anything. It's about clear and simple rating.
Okay, last question. What are you doing for fun in Montreal?
I'm having a great time with my brothers and sisters. The camaraderie is amazing. What's wonderful about being with a group of activists is that they're passionate people. And anytime you have people that are passionate for human rights or passionate, you know, as activists, when you do get out of the realms of having to do all of the work, well, we sure know how to live life, joie de vivre, as they say here in Montreal. So joy of life, and we're definitely, when we do finally hit those places where we have that realm that we can laugh and, you know, have a great fun time, usually about 9 o'clock at night for a couple hours before we hit the sack again to get back for an early morning convention start. But when we do finally get there, we really know how to do that. And that's important because we need to keep balance. So without that fun and the joie de vivre, we don't have the same passion to put into the more serious issues.
I get the feeling this is not going to be your last national convention. You got the bug now. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking to us and enjoy the rest of the week.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.